Well, hello, Pinkies. This is the Faye Driver. You are listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast as we pull out of the driveway on a somewhat sunny afternoon. We're driving the big spy car today as I take a big yawn. And I'm heading off to do some chores and to do some business and what have you in the downtown. So it's been not a bad couple of days, a little bit of rain here and there, a little bit of sun, a little bit of cloud, and there's a hockey game going on around Vancouver these days. It's kind of a big deal around here because our team is playing for the Stanley Cup. Now, I have absolutely no interest in any of this nonsense, but much of the population around me does, so it's been a very stressful few weeks for most of the world around Vancouver and I guess Boston because of the Stanley Cup playoffs. So we've won a few games, we've lost a few games, now we're all tied up, and this is our last chance to win the big cup, so people have their dumb flags on their cars flapping in the wind, creating wind resistance, using oil that we have to fight the Middle East for and send people over to fight our wars so that people can play hockey, so that we can drive around with flags on our cars. So, we'll start the podcast off on a very friendly, positive note. Oh my God. So, what should I tell you about? You know who I've been missing? That is Dennis in Colorado Springs. Dennis, where have you been? What have you been up to? Dennis, you were one of the very first people who ever contacted me when I started the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. And I've had very little communication with you since then, really. So I wonder what Dennis in Colorado Springs is up to these days. Maybe you're using a different moniker. Maybe you're out there. Maybe you're just lurking. But I'd be interested to know what you're up to. What's going on with you, Dennis? I have many other listeners who keep me apprised of their goings-on. But Dennis, I've not heard from you. I hope everything is well. So, let's see now. I'm on my last day off. So, last day off is typically chores day. So, I'm going on about my business. I'll be going to Costco and Safeway. I just heard on today's show, Big Fatty went to Costco. And I don't know what he bought. But so, we're going to Costco as well. And doing a few other chores. I guess I should actually fess up. I suppose I should just fess up and just tell you exactly what I'm doing, which is I'm going off to the courts. I've been summoned to appear to pay penance for my vice. Because I have to go defend myself against a speeding ticket. I've been accused of speeding. The nerve. Can you believe that I would speed? Now, I know you realize this is outrageous. Outrageous. That I could possibly be speeding anywhere. But nonetheless, some police officer somewhere feels that I was, you know, acting outside my rights, I guess. So I'm off for my day in court to defend myself. So we'll have to see how this goes, you know, because I'm entitled. I am entitled to speed. It's my right. I should be able to do whatever I want, and the people of British Columbia should just suck it. Imagine the people of British Columbia wanting restitution. I'm actually, speaking of speeding, you should see the car I'm sitting beside right now. It's a white M3, 3-series, 2-door, very fast-looking BMW with tires that are about probably 22 inches, and the tire itself, the rubber, is like an inch or maybe 2 inches thick. That is it. It's an amazing tire. Look at the brakes on that thing. The rear disc brakes, they're the size of a small car's wheel. Your Honda Civic wheel is about the size of the brakes on this car. That's amazing. I don't imagine he's ever had any speeding tickets in that. Four chrome exhaust pipes coming out of the back of that. That just sounds amazing. What a beautiful sound. In any case, so we're following a very fast M3 BMW. I'm in my BMW and we're being followed by a BMW. There's BMWs all around us. And everybody wants to go fast. Oh, I'm not fast enough for the guy behind me, so he's gonna pass me on the left. Anyway, so getting back to my entitlement. Oh, this BMW is going to hit this nice corner. Oh, I want to be able to keep up to him, see how he handles this nice corner that's coming up. Okay, anyway. So, can you imagine being someone like Bill Gates or even George Bush? That is awesome. Isn't that awesome? Listen to that. Oh, he's got traffic in front of him too. Braking. Oh, come on, man. Do it. Downshift. Downshift. Come on. There you go. Come on. It's just as flat as can be around this corner. Oh, come on. Oh, little backfire. And power it up. Oh. Oh. Oh, it just sounds lovely. Doesn't it sound lovely? Oh, maybe you can't hear that engine, but man, it's a beautiful thing, people. It's a beautiful thing. So anyway, you know, I've been thinking about this feeling of entitlement. You know, I should be able to... I should be able to speed, and everybody else should get out of the way. Oh, fuck, it's awesome. And I'm thinking, like, just imagine if you're George W. Bush or Steve Jobs, and you can do whatever you bloody well want. Like, I'm George Bush, I'm gonna invade Iraq, and no one's gonna stop me. Could you imagine the kinds of discussions you'd have around the gentleman's club, drinking your, you know, 60-year-old scotch? And, fuck, that car is beautiful. That guy's very lucky. Just, you know, like, sitting around the gentleman's club with Steve Jobs and George Bush and saying, what did you do? What did you do to express your entitlement? You know, what did you do? Well, I fucked a hooker and shot her in the head. Oh, good for you. Yes, that's great. What did you do? I invaded Iraq. Yeah, cost billions of dollars. Didn't get us anywhere. What did you do? Well, I speeded and now I'm going to court. So anyway, I'm going to court. Really? But wouldn't you love, wouldn't it be just great, wouldn't you love to just be able to fuck a hooker and shoot him in the head? I mean, we should all be able to do that at some point, really. Isn't that the American dream? What do you want for yourself? I want to shoot a hooker and fuck her in the head, you know? I mean, that has got to be the ultimate goal. Anyway, so I'm off to court, and it's about the most exciting thing I have. Had quite a lovely weekend. Did a bit of work around the house. Mr. Anderson wanted we're working on these fences, chain link fences, to chain link fence in the dog, and so I was helping him dig some holes, and pouring cement and sticking pipes in the ground, and I was scrubbing my dirty siding on the house, trying to make it nice and clean. My dad came to visit. Saw my dad. He stopped by our house, had Father's Day dinner with Pa, and we had a very nice time. It's funny, you know, my dad is getting older. He will often, he forgets things and stuff. So every time my dad comes, he always has these challenges with the microwave. Because he likes to have his hot water, so he'll do 33 seconds. And he'll type 33 to get 33 seconds to heat up his hot water. But on my microwave, if you type the 3, you get 3 minutes. It's a fast choice thing, right? You want 3 minutes, just hit the 3, it gives you 3 minutes. Bing. So every time Dad comes over, this always presents him with a challenge, because he goes to hit the 3 for 33 seconds, he gets 3 minutes, and then he doesn't understand. We have to teach him every time. This is how you do 30 seconds. You need to press the time button. Or you can hit the 30-second button, whatever. So, once again, my father was nuking his hot water for 3 minutes instead of 33 seconds. So, that was kind of funny. So, I had a nice visit with Dad. And, yes, I'm on my way. Okay, getting around the car. So, I don't know, I guess that's about it. I'll be stopping here shortly for Costco, so I'll probably just let you go for now, and I'll check in with you in a wee little bit. Than the eye today in the courtroom. I did end up having to pay $135 of a fine for speeding, but that's a lot better than it could have been, because I did talk them down. I managed to talk my way out of a $400 fine, so I guess that's a positive solution, isn't it? So $140 isn't too bad. But it does sting. It does sting a little bit, doesn't it? It's just that little bit of a sting. But we must get over it and move on with our lives. Because really, it's just the cost of driving like a maniac, right? I'm just so horrible. Unapologetic. But really, you know, I would have paid $250 to drive on a track for the day. So $140 to drive up an old country road, it's not so different, is it? Yes. So we pay our dues. So there you go. I got my little slap on the wrist and I promised I would never, ever do it again. Oh, I'm such a horrible person. Oh my God, oh God, and now all the hockey people are out with their hockey flags. I've got to get home quick before the hockey mentals get out. So, just a little update for you. I'm going to be on David Byrd's show, David that Blue Jeans guy. We're going to do the dancing show together. So I'm going to join David on his show. So look for me on David That Blue Jeans Guy. And I'll be talking about the dancers on So You Think You Can Dance. And I'm going to leave off with that. I'll leave you with my pleasure at beating the rap. And we'll listen out the end of this song. It's almost over. So have a good week, people.